Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tex Mars in studio in 1 hour, then in the fourth hour of the broadcast today, Webster Griffin Tarpley to give us the latest on the election from his unique perspective. We're taking your phone calls in this hour and covering a ton of really important news that I'll be going over starting at the bottom of the hour, but continuing with calls. Right now, let's go to Gavin in Texas. Gavin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. I've been listening to your show since 2001, before 9/11. I saw you propose the idea, that, you know, of the attack and whatnot, and then I was convinced that you were onto something. But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling to say to those that are listening, if you don't wake up, it doesn't really matter. Your family and many others will die, and that's going to cause the true awakening. I've got to go back to work. I love y'all, and thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you, Gavin, for the call. Yes, the global elite running things created the fascists, the communists that killed 200 million people alone last century, and this is real. I mean, this is not a game. I'm sorry the truth is so hardcore. Rourke in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I have a spiel about communism I'd like to go over, and I hope you'll let me run with it.
Okay, go ahead.
And, all right, when you think about the word commune, you think about hippies in Oregon or the kibbutz in Israel. When you think about communism, you think about Stalin, Mao, and the Gulag Archipelago. When you have two opposite ideas about a single idea and you're unaware of it, that's doublethink, which is brainwash. Lies become propaganda, become brainwash. So therefore, either commune being the root word of communism or communism must be a lie. I think it's easy to see that communism is the lie, and the exploit in the Communist Manifesto is in the first line. Dictatorship of the proletariat. Dictatorship is fascism. It's not imperialism because it's pulled from a party.
And they always get the working class to claim that they're attacking the elite, but really it's the elite always directing the working class against the middle class, the hereditary enemy of the elite.
I think it's more than that. How is it that the poor of a country can afford an army to defeat the imperial forces in their country? They're funded by a foreign bank.
They always are.
Yeah, so the Queen of England has been getting rid of her competition on the Eurasian continent.
And you can't explain that to these dyed-in-the-wool socialists.
Yeah, but see, that and central planning, which is also fascism, because few control the entire manufacturing base, makes communism really fascism with a communist front.
That's right. No, it's all command and control. It's as Carol Quigley said, and again, that book internally was used by the State Department, Foreign Service, and CIA for their high-level people to know how the world really worked. And it's exactly what we say here. There was a far-reaching plan by the international banking families to fund communism and fascism to consolidate control and enslave the population. And then the public debates within that left-right paradigm. Never getting outside the box, never truly causing a real revolution against the tyrants.
I found this Jordan Maxwell's basic slideshow, and in there he has a book called The California Legislature 11th Report, Senate Investigating Committee on Education, 1953. And it reads, "The communist conspirators thereupon conceived the plan for the future of the supplementing of the long-established secret conspiracy in existence since May 1st, 1776, with an unremitting public campaign for the victim among the victims among the ignorant of all nations, and in an attempt to hide from the view the underlying hypocritical conspiracy existing since May 1st, 1776, it was decided that in such public campaign, the Manifesto of 1848 should be heralded as the founding date of communism, and Karl Marx falsely proclaimed as its author." And I think Karl Marx was a Mason. The first Russian Communist Convention was in London in 1905.
We're out of time for this call. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, back on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. 6 days a week, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Steve, Dan, many others that are holding. Your calls are coming up here in about 10 minutes. Then we'll get into nuclear incident would make 9/11 insignificant. That's what a worldwide commission is saying, getting us ready for that. DPB chief Sir Kevin MacDonald attacks Big Brother state surveillance. London Times saying England is a total Big Brother control grid. You ain't seen nothing yet. World Wildlife Fund, which is a eugenics front, resorts to deception and climate fear-mongering. Caught red-handed, a PrisonPlanet.com article will be going over. Interpol details plans for global biometric facial scan database. That's Infowars.net. Steve Watson, London Guardian, others reporting on it. Big news there, what that'll mean to everybody. Obama's carbon ultimatum, the coming offer. You won't be able to refuse. Global taxes, Wall Street Journal. Another great story from LouRockwell.com. Environmentalism is racism. That's what it was set up to do, was to freeze the third world so they can't industrialize. That's in mainline government documents. Also, the financial news, Fed launching new effort to help out money funds. That means give money to their own companies, loot the public treasury. That is just some of what is coming up today. But once a month he joins us, and I always enjoy it, because not only is it a great product, not only is he a great sponsor, I believe in getting people outside of the box and outside of the system. And just to briefly explain it, after Germany was captured, and this happened somewhat before, but they were the masters of chemistry and new systems, and because of the pressures of Nazi Germany not having a lot of oil, they learned how to get it out of coal shales. They learned how to make soap, but which is really a toxic detergent, out of oil byproducts. And Procter & Gamble and others picked this up, and so you end up paying more money for really toxic waste, and then old-fashioned soap and cleaning products were eradicated. This company's been around since 1947. That's quite a long time, ladies and gentlemen. 1947. And he started with his father. He, of course, was in World War II in the Chemical Corps. He's Marty Schachter. And his son is also there. It's a Cal Ben Pure Soap Company here in Oakland, California. And because you go directly to the manufacturer, you get, on average, about 85% off supermarket prices. So in this tough economy, this is a way to really save money. And it's real. Been around, again, for 60 years. And they're just great folks. Marty, it's good to have you here with us.
Pleasure talking to you and your listeners, Alex. It's once a month. I look forward to it. It's so exciting to relate the information and the knowledge to save the consumers, to save the listeners a barrel full of money and giving them products twice as good as what they're using now.
Yeah, we don't hear the big establishment environmentalists, well, thank you, that are grabbing all the property and destroying free market and taxing people with phony environmentalism. You never hear them talk about going back to clean, healthy, real soap. I mean, I could ask a lot of questions, Marty, but what's most important for people to know?
Well, important to know they're interested in three things: their health, their well-being, and their finances. And this is where we are on top of everyone in the whole country. I mean, we're talking about purchasing cleaning products, a 1 to 2 year supply, which is 65 pounds, is equal to 1,000 pounds. That comes out to $3 per week. 3 to 4 year supply, which is 145 pounds, equal to 2,000 pounds. That's a ton. 250 per week. 4 to 5 year supply, which is 210 pounds. That's 3,000 pounds, a ton and a half, that you don't have to buy, $2 a week. What's it costing you now? It's costing you $20 a week. I can prove it. I got statistical evidence. $20 a week where your money's going down the drain with nothing to show for it. We say, why don't you put your money up the drain for a change? And that's what we do. That's our career. That's my life. This is what I've been doing, going on 61 years now. Save money. Save the environment. Save your clothing. Save your skin. Save your machines. Save, save, save. That's our motto.
That's right. Up on 5starsoap.com, just the number 5starsoap.com, or you can spell it out, 5starsoap.com. You have your California organic certificates. That's the highest standard in the country. And so many problems with asthma, rashes, you name it. But instead of bashing the toxic waste that's sold as cleaning products, let's talk about your products. Talk about being organic when organic wasn't even, you know, understood. Kind of back to the future. Break down what's in your products.
Well, we're basically the products of detergents sold by the billion-dollar corporations are all made, as you say, from waste petroleum products converted into a detergent. We don't believe in that. We don't use that word. It's a poison word for us. We make soap, old-fashioned soap, from the 18th, 19th, and early 20th century when it was absolutely gone from the marketplace. We're talking about soaps made from natural coconut oils, vegetable oils. We don't use perfumes, which are toxic. We use natural oils from oranges, from honey, from lemons. This is what we do. This is our career. This is our life. And we decided to go factory direct, not to the corporations, not to the hospitals, not to the schools, not to the convalescent homes, which was the base of our business for decades. We decided 4 years ago, when I made my connection to Genesis Communication Network, when I was called and says, hey, why don't you sell to the families? Why don't you sell direct to our listeners? And that really put the bulb on. It lit the bulb. I said, my God, I never thought of that. That's a great idea. And this is what we're doing. going factory direct to Alex Jones listeners, giving them the best buy, the best products. Nothing can be compared to, twice as good. And this, we guarantee it unconditionally.
Well, Marty, you just covered the key there. Big hospitals, nicer nursing homes, five-star hotels. They, for now 60-something years, buy from you because the establishment's smart. They're not stupid. They want to save money and have, real soap. That's only for the idiot public to have the deadly detergents and the toxic poisons. So, I can't find words enough to sell people on the fact that they need to call and get a brochure. They need to check it out online. They need to get the sampler tote bag. Tell folks about the sampler tote bag.
Well, first of all, free catalogs describes everything, plus being on the web describes everything. And we put together a 1 to 2 month supply of Pure Soap products. It weighs out about 6 pounds. It's got 4 bars of our Pure Soap, nothing like it in the nation. It's got an 18-ounce jar of our granulated laundry soap, not detergent, with a little tiny scoop to measure it out, 16 ounces, which is a pint, in a dispenser bottle of our triple-concentrated cocoa butter shampoo. Nothing like it. When you use it, you will rave. That's what we get. The problem with our products is they last too long. That's the complaints we get. You also get a 16-ounce pint dispenser bottle of our liquid cream dish soap for pots, for pans, for utensils, for mopping the floor, for doing the windows, for washing your hands. All purpose. Doesn't hurt, doesn't harm, doesn't pollute, doesn't burn. It contains... And this is basically what we do. The products contain no useless dyes, perfumes, chlorides, aloes, glycerins, conditioners, foods, vitamins, botanicals, antibacterials, paraffins, acids, lanolins, detergents, deodorants. Doesn't contain any of that crap. Don't need it anymore. Are you tired of supporting these billion-dollar corporations? You come to me. We take care of you. We're family-owned, family-operated.
By the way, you're not going to need your lint collector anymore in your dryer because, explain to people, these detergents eat your clothes.
Well, what it is, they say stronger than dirt. That's their main commercial. It is strong. It's too strong. The products are too strong. When they go into a washing machine, they microscopically break down the soil. They also microscopically break down the fibers. And they turn into lint when they go into the dryer. Lint is broken clothing. What is lint? Why do we have lint? Why is the newest dryers have a drawer to pull out to collect this lint, which is your clothing, which is only going to last you 60 or 90 days, diapers, baby clothes, thing of the past. No hand-me-downs because they deteriorate. The clothes are clean, too clean, and again, broken down fibers, deterioration, not economically good for you.
Marty, give folks the toll-free number. They want to call and get the sample tote bag, or go ahead and get a year supply or month supply.
800-340-7091. We got people here. My family's all waiting for your calls. 800-340-7091. You could put a 1 in front of it. Some places you don't need the 1, but that's what it is. And you can see us on the web, 5starsoap.com, 5 the number, 5 the letter. We're there. We're waiting for you. We'll guarantee everything.
Give the number.
So satisfied, you'll never use anything else.
Give the number again.
800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091.
Or 5starsub.com. We got about 60 seconds. Give me a limerick.
A cute little babe from St. Paul wore a newspaper dress to a ball. But the dress caught on fire and burned her entire front page, sporting section, and all.
Oh, Marty, again, 5starsoap.com, folks. It's great. I believe in an only push. If you hear me verbally endorse something, that means it's my sponsor, and I believe in it. And I'm just glad that we found you. And, again, they gave me a year's supply of it. I just gave it to my wife, and she's like, a year later, I want more of that. Man, that's great stuff. And I remember smelling the bar soap. Oh, that cherry essence and almond oil. Marty, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that very much. and I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
You bet, my friend. Take care. All right, we're going to come right back with your phone calls and a ton of important news. Then text Mars and Webster Tarpley.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
All right, I want to run through your calls as quickly as possible. That's a catch-22. It means no matter how great your points or questions are, we got to move on to the next person. So get ready. Steve and Dan and Paul and Anna and Rebecca and others. Toll free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're here trying to alert the public to the criminal world elite that are carrying out mass eugenics operations against free humanity. The time is running out, ladies and gentlemen. It is now time to activate, take action, and wake up as many people as you possibly can. This isn't some distant threat. This is here upon us now. Let's go ahead and go to Steve in Toronto. You're on the air, Steve.
Hey, Alex, you're the best. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, yeah, I've been trying to wake up people up here since, like, the 80s. I remember when this woman came up to my door in, like, 1986, knocking on the door, and she was trying to tell me that they're going to have microchips in our hands, and she was, you know, giving me all these revelations from the Bible, and I was blown away. I mean, I was only, like, 9 years old, and ever since then, I was trying to tell people, you know, there's something wrong, even though I didn't know for sure what it was. But for years and years, I've been talking to people, and it just seems that people are just so passive up here and so brain dead that...
No, they are mesmerized by watching adults close to 4 hours, children more than 4 hours of television that physically, scientifically, yeah, this is admitted, mesmerizes them and puts them into a dream state.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah,
the public out there listening, if you're tuning through on the AM or FM dial laughing right now, listen, Bubba, you've been put in a pacified position.
It's true. And you know, that's funny. Right now, there's this zombie culture going on with zombie movies, and people up here will get together and dress like zombies and walk the streets. And I'm like, are you? I'm like, it's so ironic.
Yeah, that's a nice mascot for them, because they really are zombies spiritually and mentally.
Exactly.
Hey, listen to this. Every couple of weeks, I see an article where some high school junior or senior, sometimes middle school, writes a story about zombies attacking a high school. Because that's in, you know, scores of movies and culture. I got an A+ for English in, like, seventh grade for a story about zombies attacking the school, and me and my football buddies were defeating them. And, of course, we didn't have cars yet, but in the story we had cars. And literally, I saw a story a few days ago in Kentucky. The senior, no criminal record, good guy. His parents were divorced, so he lives with his grandparents. They were reading his journal, and they admitted, it was in the news, that it was in his... English, you know, folder,
yeah,
where zombies attack a nondescript high school separate from his, not even naming names. And he has been arrested, and the police were in the news, I meant to get to it, saying, we know it's not this high school, we know it's fictional, but still, he's going to jail, and he's on $5,000 bond and facing all these years in prison for terroristic threats and planning terrorism. I mean, you can go pull the article up. Google teen arrested for story in Kentucky. And the police say, we know it's not real. So see, that's a thought crime now.
Yeah.
But see, his grandparents turned him in.
Wow.
But go ahead and make your point.
It's just I don't know, I'm just saying it's a brain-dead culture now, and I feel like it's like I've been trying to wake people up, and it's very hard. Like, I pass out copies of, you know, your films, other people's films, too, whatever. You know, I give them at least a variety, and, you know, no people will, oh, I partly watched it, you know, and, you know, whatever, I don't have time. And then they'll come up to me and go, oh, dude, you got to see Zeitgeist, man, you got to see it. And I'm like, oh, God, no. You know, it's like, wait, you know, it's like, because he used clips from your films and other people or Bill Hicks and whatever. Meanwhile, like, he doesn't give their full view, just these little things that help, right? And I try to tell
people. But see, the key is, it's Delphi Technique and others. I mean, they have corporate seminars on this. And I've been told by big broadcasting executives, people I've run into, that, Alex, you've got a distinctive voice and it's really good, but it actually wakes people up. And they say, what's really slick, but that's not my voice, is this and a cadence, everything's all right. It's the soothingness. Everybody's designed to be soothed by TV, to be soothed into relaxing. And so it's that soothing way. Have you noticed how politicians will talk to you?
Yeah.
How when a mayor's taking people's private property, they'll say, it's for the earth. You'll be taken care of. There's nothing to worry about. Everything's all right, okay?
Well, that's what most university students here in Canada who come out, like, you know, taking philosophy and politics end up sounding like. I mean, they're insulted when I tell them, you know, what's really going on or what to refer to, and they're completely insulted, and they actually come up with the same ideas that he has, and I think it's just
because they taught in universities. People are in a comfort bubble, and they don't want that comfort bubble violated. I'm going to explain this when we get back and take more calls. Stay with us. Great call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's going the distance.
He's going for speed. What it's all about, going the distance, year after year, pounding the New World Order. Yeah! Front lines of the info war, you found it.
No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance.
That's what it's all about.
He's going for speed.
All right, we're back live. Look, humans are creatures of comfort and creatures of habit. We get comfortable in this nice grid with the Madison Avenue billboards and radio and TV, the movies, the culture. We're immersed, or as a caller said in the last hour, John from Ohio, marinated in this system and in subsystems of thought and propaganda. And I've noticed things, going to films maybe once a month, for most of my adult life. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do go to a movie or so at least once a month. I enjoy the cinema. And I enjoy analyzing the crowds, the looks on their faces. More often than not, I'm not watching the screen. I'm not in suspended disbelief. I'm looking at them and seeing what their reactions are. And I've noticed that we're degenerating into a bunch of animals. People now will text message. They will talk on their cell phones. It doesn't matter if it's in a nice part of town or a poor part of town. People do not want to get up for you to go to the bathroom or to get more popcorn. They do not want to move their knees to even let you get into your seat. They will get angry at you. That happened Sunday night when I went to see W, and they were doing it to other people that were going past them. They just wouldn't move their knees. They just sit there and look at you. It's a selfishness. Just like more and more, I grew up in Texas and born in Texas, and people let you in traffic, and I still do it, but more and more they don't. It's like we live in Mexico City or Moscow or something, everybody honking at each other. The culture is changing, and so people are so selfish. There's a million examples of this. You know, people not taking care of their parents, warehousing them in nursing homes, not even going to visit them, not working even an extra job to get them a better nursing home, even if you have to do that. They just deny it. They rationalize. They make excuses. You know, a country that's had 50 million abortions. I mean, even if you're for abortions and aren't saying they're human beings, which they clearly are, it's very lazy to have your form of birth control being murdering the unborn child and dehumanizing life itself and dehumanizing the Iraqis and dehumanizing everybody else for that matter and euthanizing the elderly and making it fashionable and cool and like it's some wonderful right. Now as the state pushes to euthanize people and has been caught doing it all over the world. And so people are so selfish that they don't want to hear about a new world order. They don't want to hear about police corruption. They don't want to hear about overtaxation regulation. Even if it's hurting them, they're so myopic, so focused on themselves for a host of reasons. But one of them is they don't want to admit there's an elite or corrupt establishment or scary powers that be. And they don't want to admit that they have personal power and could have a destiny and be involved in engaging tyranny and resisting it. And a lot of them deep down know there's a tyranny and are scared to face it. And so they selfishly, as a coward does, rationalize and tell themselves it doesn't exist because they are too afraid to even admit it's real to themselves. And they don't want to hear it's a hard fight against the New World Order and that we're already in desperate straits. We have a chance of beating it, but it's diminishing. They want to live in denial. And so they like groups and people and Barack Obama or John McCain with their easy solutions and the state loves you and the government likes you and good guys are running it and the government's just inept. There's no big problem. You know, shots aren't bad for you or your dog or cat. You know, they're not bad for your children. There's no poison in the water. They don't put it there on purpose. And they didn't know Prozac made people kill themselves. Of course, they did when they tested it in 82. But, you know, everything's all right. Now, the flu shot protects you from the flu. Doesn't matter that in the last at least 6 years, they haven't picked the right one the year before that would mutate, so it doesn't protect you. Doesn't matter these experimental shots they give the troops are killing them. Just say it doesn't exist. Say it's okay. You know, say everything's all right. Because if you admitted that even 5% of what I'm saying and others are saying is true, you'd have to do something about it. Well, I got news for you, boys and girls. I'm about 95% accurate. And the 5% of the time I'm wrong, it's over just a number or a date or some minutia. We try to tell the truth. We have a great track record, an unbelievable track record of being accurate. We are closer than anybody else out there I know of to the view of how the world really ticks and really operates because we go off how the New World Order in its even public global planning document states the world really works. I mean, when you get something the CIA and State Department used for its internal people to understand the true history of the United States and Europe, and then it gets out into full publication, Tragedy and Hope, 900 and something pages, and you better believe that's exactly how things work, and that's exactly the world we're in, written in 68. And you read a Club of Rome document from 91, or a Royal Commission on Population from 1949. And it all came true. It all happened just like they said they were going to do it. And then they tell the lazy public, oh, none of that exists. The government can't tie its shoelaces. We just have all the volumes where they say exactly what they're doing. Let me tell people that serve the system something. We have the documents they put cancer viruses in your shots, buddy. We have the documents they put sodium fluoride and other toxins to hurt you and brain damage you and calcify your glands. It's a fact. You understand? It's a fact TV brainwashes you and puts you into a lower brain state and mesmerizes you in a sleep state, waking sleep state, like sleepwalking. It's a fact there's a world government. It's a fact 9/11 was an inside job. It's a fact Oklahoma City was an inside job. It's a fact the first World Trade Center bombing was provocateured. It's a fact the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. It's a fact the USS Liberty was premeditatedly attacked to blame it on Egypt and start World War III. It's a fact that Georgia, U.S.-backed, snuck attacked Russia. It's a fact the Federal Security Bureau and Russia staged bombings on their own buildings for a police state pretext. All right, I said I'd take your calls. The point is, don't blame me because I had the will that when I discovered real history and discovered what was really going on in the world, that I made a decision and a commitment 15 years ago and for 13 years on air to become highly informed and highly motivated and to try to spur others to become highly motivated to fight tyranny. Don't be mad at me because I tell you the truth. Don't be mad at me because I tell you there's bad people in the world. Don't be angry with me because I'm telling you that there's massive growing corruption in high places worldwide. Denying it doesn't protect you. Denying that there are those dangers doesn't protect you. Like an innocent two-year-old child riding in their car seat in a car when another car has a blowout in front of it and turns sideways and flips. And that SUV or that car plows head-on into it, and that car flips, killing everybody on board. That two-year-old didn't understand that. That two-year-old was a little toddler, a baby. And I don't blame a two-year-old for not knowing how dangerous the highways are. And it's the same thing with government and tyranny and history. I don't blame 2- and 3- and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds. But my 6-year-old son now knows more about history and more about the nature of government than most adults, and that is shameful, and you are like little babies who live in denial. And a lot of people who are, quote, awake get sucked into the COINTELPRO and the infighting and the rest of it, and the reason they get sucked into it is because it's easier to infight and backseat quarterback and complain than actually become leaders and try to actually go out and wake people up on what we can prove and the basic issues that we know. All right, now I'm really going to the calls quick. Dan, Paula, and Rebecca and others. Dan in New York, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I was just going to say about the whole socialism and the bailout, that's not socialism. That's a form of corporatism.
It is.
I believe Benito Mussolini said it best. You know who he is, but a lot of callers might not know.
Yeah, he's the fascist leader, came to power in the 20s.
For Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he basically said corporatism and fascism are the same thing. And even my global teacher, who disagrees and says the Patriot Act is unconstitutional, says that this is a form of corporatism that we're coming to.
It is. It is a global corporate state where they socialize our wealth, but not to be redistributed to us. It never does. The elites always keep it, under whatever name it is. But it's all transferred to them to then social engineer us.
Yeah, exactly. Right there, Alex. You got it right on the head. But,
yeah, I mean, folks, they staged the 9/11 attacks. You don't think they won't put in voting machines to steal elections? Of course they are. They're going for broke. They're going the distance. And it's going to take a complete commitment against these people to have any chance. Because their end game is killing everybody.
Yeah, and exactly. Like, people say Barack Obama is going to help the economy. The only thing he's going to do is make guns illegal. And even worse, probably make our economy more socialistic.
I was in a gun shop about 9 months ago and saw some flyers about Obama. And then I was in one again about a month ago. Buying some ammo to go shooting. And they had some literature there. And I knew he was anti-gun, but I hadn't fully believed the rhetoric. And I picked up the pamphlet. And when I got back to town, I was out in the countryside. I got back to town a few days later. I went and looked at the Senate record. I went and looked at his Senate record, not just in federally, but in the state of Illinois. And he openly says, ban all 308 and 223 rounds. Rifles that fire it. Folks, 223 and 308, that's like 35, 40%. But if you can ban those main cartridge rounds, the NATO round, you can, both those are a NATO round. Well, the 308's the main NATO round. You can ban it all. I mean, this guy really means it. Oh, man, we're in trouble.
Well, in the Second Amendment, he constantly says he's for the Second Amendment, but then he's voted for almost every gun ban that there has been.
Well, how the spin works is we're for the Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment says only the National Guard, which they call the militia, but that wasn't set up until 1906, and all the records show it's an individual right.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand gun laws, but I can't understand total gun bans. Like,
well,
you
can't have gun laws. Criminals are always going to violate the law. Okay, we need more guns, less crime. I appreciate your call. I mean, you know, 150 years ago, all over the country, when you got out of prison, they gave you your guns back. And I believe in that. I believe in that. I don't believe felons should be barred from owning guns. But you know what? You engage in a violent crime with a gun, you need to go away forever. I mean, I really want freedom. I really want the whole big fat enchilada. I want it all. I'm ready for it. I want it. All right, Paul in California, go ahead.
Hey, Paul, thanks. Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Welcome.
I would like to recommend that you make common cause with those people whom you refer to as illegal aliens.
Well, I do have a common cause. They're human beings. I'm against them having toxic waste dumped on them all over Mexico from the U.S. I'm against eugenics farms euthanizing their babies here in the U.S., targeting brown people for extermination, which is all liberal and loving, you know, the way it's sold. But I'm look, if the New World Order is for private federal banks with federal power, I'm against it. If the New World Order is for open borders, I'm against it. If the New World Order is for fluoridating water, I'm against it. If they're for forcing inoculations, I'm against it. Because everything they do is bad. So the poor people in Mexico have their land stolen by the United Nations, by the IMF, by the World Bank. They've been forced off of it in the last 15 years, off their ancestral land. They don't want to come here. And then they're sent here to bankrupt the economy and to bankrupt the states. And I'm not against them individually, but I understand they're being used.
Yes, they are victims of the New World Order, more so than folks like you and I who are of the privileged group.
Yeah, but we're not going to be the privileged group long. That's the whole point. They want world feudalism. And so they flood first world nations with second, with multi-tiered systems with second-class people, you know, a first, a second, and a third class. They only want a giant slave class and then a first class. So they're flooding the United States to bankrupt everything and to drive down wages, brother.
And Alex,
and it's not helping Mexico. If we would have let none of these illegal aliens in, we'd have higher wages here. Okay, we'd have a higher standard of living, and then they would have already had rebellions, and guaranteed they've exported their revolution here, sir.
One thing, Alex, you should recognize, though, when you look at these people, you should realize that they are descended from the Mayans, the Aztecs, the indigenous peoples of Central and South America. They have more of a claim to this land than the Europeans do.
Well, but you see, the whole Reconquista Ford Foundation, Annenberg Foundation, liberation theology pumped in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they claim it's an Aztec kingdom all the way up into Canada, and it's not. And they have horrible racism in Mexico towards Native Americans in Central North America. So it's a Mesoamerican attitude, elite, tribalism, sir. You know, people think only whites are tribal, only Anglos are tribal. No, that's not how it works. And so the liberation theology has been pumped into these people. I can rise above it. And I don't dislike them personally because of their brainwashing, but I'm not going to sit here and not report on what I read in Mexican newspapers and Spanish papers in Texas and what's on radio and TV. And it's, we're going to get you, gringo, you're the devil, we're going to take you down, it's over. Pilgrim, you're going to go back, we're going to get you. And that's all funded by the banks. And so I will report on that. I will give people the multifaceted view.
Well, when I hear you refer to Mexicans and illegal aliens, you should realize that these are human beings. They want to survive, just like anybody
else. I know, and they would survive better if they took their country back. But they've got a culture of corruption, so they probably will never be able to. And now we've got a corporate culture and a private culture of corruption, and we're probably done. You understand? We're done. We became spineless and cowardly to the little punks in uniforms and corrupt government, and it's over. We're a third world cesspit. The New World Order basically got the job done. We have a small chance in turning it around. You understand that?
Alex, would you...
Are you going to like paying Mordito? Hey, hold on. Are you going to like having to pay cops off? Mordito's already started all over Texas. You like the fact that in like 12 different South Texas towns, they fly the Mexican flag, no English allowed in the courthouses? See, I know what's really going on. My wife speaks Spanish, brother. I don't care about the people with brown skin being here. I care about the fact they've been brainwashed. Okay? I try to warn them to stop letting the New World Order euthanize them. But see, that doesn't feel good like the tribalism. I don't think you understand, my friend. Do you understand now? I mean, do you know about the plan of San Diego? I found out that Mexico has a plan to come in here and kill all whites. I'm sorry, I learned about it.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Sitting right across from me, and coming up in T-minus 5 minutes, we start the third hour. He'll be with us for a full hour. We'll be live at prisonplanet.tv. streaming out with video of text to myself and some of the documents and articles he has and some of your phone calls. We're getting into the economy, the big picture, regardless of John McCain or Barack Obama wins. I think Obama's probably the more dangerous because he can get more popular support and sell people that he's different, you know, just on the surface because of skin color. But I want to get Ann and Rebecca at least in the calls right now. Ann in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, did you say Anna?
Is it Ann or Anna?
It's Anna.
Okay, Anna, go ahead.
First of all, I wanted to say thank you. I'm a huge fan.
Well, thank you.
I am a mother. You're welcome. I'm a mother and a wife of 14 years, and I have to get your radio show on Infowars.com. And so I work during the day, so it's nice sometimes if I can come home and just, you can push listen now, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. You can always get the free podcast, too.
Well, thank you. My question for you is that I need you to kind of dumb down the gold and silver thing, because I don't understand what the purchasing power would be.
Okay. Well, they can fully devalue a paper currency. And gold,
I understand that part.
Gold, according to economists, should be at $2,500 to $3,000, depending on 1980 inflation, you know, just it, government's admitted inflation, which is really much lower than what it really is. And so the point is they've decided to fully devalue the dollar in the next few years, but they're going to devalue all currencies they've now announced basically at the same time to try to create the illusion on the currency markets that the dollar isn't really falling. And so with gold, they can always in the paper markets lower its price, but all the trends show it should be radically increasing in the future. And it already has increased from about $280 five, 6 years ago to, you know, right around $800 to $1,000. It gyrates back and forth between there. And so then if a new currency comes in or something else happens, you can still cash in gold and silver for whatever the new monetary unit is.
Oh, I understand.
I mean,
I thought I purchased gold. Here I'd have these gold pieces, and I'm thinking, how am I going to pay for my groceries with this gold?
Well, you'll take those into a coin dealer or a precious metal shop, and then you'll cash that in. So, let's say you kept money in a shoebox, $1,000.
Uh-huh.
Well, in 2 years, it'll be worth about half of what it is now, conservatively, with purchasing power. But if you kept gold in a shoebox, let's just say gold stayed at the same price, but with inflation went up, but the same value, you would be able to go in and cash it in for $2,000 in cash. So do you see what I'm saying? Gold has intrinsic real value, like anything else precious. I mean, you could collect art. The elite collect art, famous art pieces, because it intrinsically goes up in value, and they know where to cash it in later. But I don't recommend art as a storage of wealth for the average person, because they probably wouldn't. It takes a lot of research to do that properly. But I mean, there's land. But see, they put a property tax on land, which they can jack up and then always take from you as well. So there's nothing like having some gold and silver, or platinum, which is raw, which has had intrinsic value since civilization formed in the Tigris Euphrates 6,000 years ago.
Well, thank you for that.
You bet. But there's a lot of other things you can do. I mean, the best thing is having a rural piece of property you can go to if you need be, having friends and family you can trust, neighbors you can trust. That's the most important thing. But I meant to get to Rebecca, and we will with Tex Mars later. I'll get to everybody that's holding, but we're going to come back with Tex Mars live at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the InfoWars screens, and of course on the AM and FM dial. We'll be doing some behind-the-scenes talking as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.